Hello.
Hello. How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome. My name is Antonio. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and
older.
Registered to vote?
Older.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chance. I'm sorry?
I probably will.
You probably vote. Okay.
I probably will.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
Well, I was born in 1930.
Okay, so that'll be like around 65?
I am 93 years old.
How old?
In January, I was 93 years old.
Oh, okay. Wow, awesome. Great. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race? Well, I'll tell you what my race is. I'm a Texan.
Okay.
State of Texas. I'm from Texas. I'm a Texan.
Okay.
I'm white. I'm a white
citizen. White Caucasian, correct? Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am worried about it. I really am worried about it.
So we can say that you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Well, let's just say I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. Now, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable.
I really didn't understand that question.
You can rate your feelings from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel favorable about the people and organizations I'm going to read to you, okay? In 0, the opposite. Not favorable and very cold. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
If you had to rate your feelings from 0 to 100, 0 not good, 100 good.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not a politician.
Okay.
And I really don't. I do vote. I will say that. I do vote.
Okay.
But
so you can say, can you say that you don't have an opinion?
No.
Okay.
I know.
What? How do you feel about public school teachers?
School teachers.
Yes.
What about the school?
How do you feel about them?
Well, I think some of them are great and some of them are not. That's, you know.
Okay. So, how would you rate your feelings toward public school teachers?
Public school teachers in general?
Yes. Yes, in general.
You know, I guess I hadn't thought about that.
Okay. So we can say that you have no opinion?
I want to think that they're all good.
Okay. So how do you feel about them?
Critical.
From 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Let's put it 50%.
Okay. What about the National Education Association? Have you ever heard of them?
You're talking about a lady that never gets into politics. I do vote nationally.
How do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education?
I don't think I have, you know, I don't have children in school.
Okay.
So I can't get into that.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of charter schools?
No.
Okay. What about woke culture or woke-ism?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. What about public schools?
Public schools?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to think that our public schools are very, very good.
How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Well, let's put it about 90%.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of Moms for Liberty?
No.
What about Donald Trump?
Yeah, he's a hoot.
How would you rate your feelings toward Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Let's just put him about 50%.
Okay. And you're right, he's a hood. Yes. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're good.
Okay.
As far as I know, they're good.
Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I want to think they're getting better. I guess I'm hoping they're getting better.
Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following, okay? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5, somewhat, and 0, not important at all. Okay? You can always say that you don't know, and we can write it down for you, okay? Now, the first one. How important do you think it is for public schools to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting to the students from 0 to 10. 0, not important. 10, very important. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10.
Well, I'm going to say 9.
What about our responsibilities in democracy? The importance of civic engagement and voting. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting.
Well, I think it's very important.
So, would that be okay? Become more organized and have structure. How important do you think is that? From 0 to 10.
I didn't understand that question.
How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for becoming more organized and have a structure?
Very important.
So that'd be 10?
Yes.
What about how important it is for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Oh, very important.
So that'd be a 10?
Yes.
How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare the students in this? Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
I'm going to say 10.
How important it is to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad.
Very important.
So you will say a 10?
Yes.
How would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education?
I did not understand that question.
Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
About the right amount.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No. You're talking to a woman. I'm going to tell you my age.
Yeah.
93 years old.
I understand. I understand, ma'am. Now, you can answer to the best of your knowledge, okay? It doesn't have to be perfect, okay? It's not, this is a survey. We just want to find out if you heard about these issues. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A little, a lot, or nothing at all?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Will you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
somewhat.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
I didn't understand the question.
Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Some.
Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be allowed or able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree?
I'm afraid I don't understand that question.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
No, I think they should.
They should, okay. So you would disagree with that statement?
Yes.
Would you disagree somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, we're almost done. I truly thank you, okay? We're almost done. Just stay with me 1 minute or two, okay? Now, let me read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you would support or oppose that idea. First one, increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I agree that it should be increased.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you support adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten through 12 public schools?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat support?
I say they should support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Would you support or oppose teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Would you support or oppose removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive and controversial topics?
No, I don't think I should support them.
Okay, so you would oppose that?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Would you support or oppose raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements?
I don't have any opinion on that.
Okay. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Now, this new Black Study curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum?
Well, I I don't see anything wrong with it.
So you support it?
Yes.
Or oppose it?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Now, let me read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10. 10, that you find the statement very convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 0, not at all convincing. Now, here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when a radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
I really don't know.
The second one says, those who fear kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that statement? From 0 to 10.
If the teachers are educated enough to know.
Okay. So would you say from 0 to 10, would that be 0, any number from 0 to 10? How convincing is that?
I'm going to say about 5.
Okay. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. That particular statement, how convincing is that? From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Now we're almost done, okay? Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public schools should learn, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it still continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be allowed to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I think parents should have a say.
Okay. So would that be strongly or somewhat disagree?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Okay. Now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. 12th grade or 10th?
10.
Okay. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I didn't understand.
Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Well,
I know.
I guess I know. You call me a homemaker. Anyway, I've told you how old I am. I'm 93 years old. January 8th, I was 93 years old.
So we can say that you're retired.
Very much so.
Okay. Now, are you married?
No.
And unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Okay.
I'm a widow.
Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I'm supposed to be a Democrat.
Are you strong?
I do vote Democratic.
So, are you a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm not a strong one. I can be. It's just according
I have to ask you this, okay? Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No, I don't have any children at all in my household.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
I have children that are teaching in school.
Okay. In the last 10 years, did they attend a public school?
Yes.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No, just public school.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I guess
okay.
I really don't know how to answer it.
It's okay. Don't worry. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
So every week?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Are you a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
I don't understand the question. Am I a...
Are you a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian?
Fundamentalist Christian?
I'm sorry?
Am I a born-again?
Born-again Christian,
yes.
Evangelical, or you are, okay.
Yes.
What about, are you an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Okay.
No. At 93 years old, nobody shall let me teach.
I understand. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban.
Suburban, okay. Ma'am, thank you very much. You've been very kind and very patient. I truly thank you. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.